Colts. He'll join 2019 fourth-round draft pick Jarrett Stidham and five-year veteran Cody Kessler as the three quarterbacks on the New England roster. Running back Melvin Gordon joins Phillip Rivers in leaving the Los Angeles Chargers. Gordon has agreed to a two-year deal with Denver. The Las Vegas Raiders signed Philadelphia free agent receiver Nelson Agholor and took Cleveland guard Eric Kush. Pittsburgh Pirates on Friday sent seven players to AAA Indianapolis. Most notable were shortstop Cole Tucker and third baseman Ke'Bryan Hayes. Pitchers Edgar Santana and Jeff Hartlieb were also optioned, although again, the Major League season still on hold. One other event that happened over the weekend was a precursor to the Kentucky Derby, and Wells Bayou was the winning horse in Saturday's $1 million Louisiana Derby in New Orleans. It was the 107th running of that major prep race for the Derby, and it was held in front of an empty grandstand. Wells Bayou led the 14-horse field wire to wire. Of course, the Kentucky Derby has been postponed until September. And speaking of postponements, the Butler County Sports Hall of Fame has postponed its annual banquet at the Butler Days Inn until Saturday, August 8th. The event was to be held the last Saturday in April. That's sports. I'm Bob Cupp reporting.
You'd be surprised to learn that radio, yes, radio, still dominates when it comes to reaching consumers. We interact with radio differently than other media. We don't watch, we listen. Listening involves our attention, our imagination. Radio is still a major influence for music, local news, and information. It's an inexpensive way for advertisers to get the word out about their product or service. Radio is capable of stirring emotion, creating demand, and promoting your business on the most active medium there is, in real time. That's the beauty of radio. As a media consultant, it's my job to customize a cost-effective radio and digital campaign to help your business succeed and stay top of mind with our listeners. At Butler Radio Network, we're proud to be your local hometown network of stations and websites. It's our goal to entertain you, inform you, and provide a platform for businesses to make a positive and lasting impact on our community. To learn more, call 724-283-1500 or visit butlerradio.com and click on Advertise. I'm Lisa Marie Kendrick, and I love what we do.
Here are your final notes for today for this Monday, March 23rd, 2020. Robert Dominic Zanella, age 82 of Shakora, passed away on Sunday, March 22nd, after a brief illness. At one time, he was employed at Whitco Chemical for 9 years and then worked at AK Steel in Butler for 17 years, retiring from the strip shears department in 2003. He is survived by his wife, also two sons, one daughter. He is survived by seven grandchildren and his great-grandson and several nieces, nephews, brothers-in-law, and sisters-in-law and cousins. The family of Robert Dominic Zanella do say that they appreciate at this time with the health concerns in the area. If you are not able to attend, they understand. Then please be with them in prayer. But should you be able to attend, friends will be received at the Hyo Funeral Home of Shakora from 2 to 4 and 7 to 9 on Tuesday. The viewing chapel will be limited to 10 people at a time. A private family funeral mass will be held on Wednesday at Mater Della Rosa Roman Catholic Church in Shakora. Interment will be in Hempfield Cemetery in Shakora. Again, final arrangements for Robert Dominic Zanella have been handled by the Hyo Funeral Home. And that's it for your final notes for today. Complete obituary information is available to you on our website at butlerradio.com.
When you sit down and really consider your priorities, your family and health are tied for first place and are directly related to each other. Have you thought about how everyone in your family and even your extended family would be affected if someone died? At the Martin Funeral Home, they are prepared to help the entire family through these life changes. No doubt, the death of a loved one is devastating, and the grieving process varies from person to person. All death-related business matters are handled personally by a member of the Martin family, either Ross or his son Tom Martin. For personal preference at a funeral home, let the Martin Funeral Home handle everything. The Martin Funeral Home, located on Center Avenue in Butler.
Most people have good intentions about saving for retirement, but few know when they should start and how much they should save. The rewards of starting to save early for retirement far outweigh the cost of waiting. To find out more, call Cash Dollar & Associates at 724-458-5233 or stop by 115 Erie Street in Grove City. Registered representative of and securities offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, member SIPC. Cash Dollar & Associates LLC is not a subsidiary of nor controlled by Cetera Advisor Networks.
Hi, this is Dr. Bob Todd of Butler Smiles Dental Care. As the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic spreads and causes more and more disruptions to our lives, I wanted to let our community know how we at Butler Smiles Dental Care are dealing with it. We are following Governor Wolf's directive and American Dental Association recommendations by seeing only emergency patients for treatment on a limited schedule of hours. You can get more complete information about this and our office protocols for safe emergency treatment by visiting our website at butlersmiles.com or on our office Facebook page. We are taking extra precautions to keep both our team and patients safe if treatment is necessary. We urge everyone to follow all of Governor Wolf's recommendations to minimize the spread of this illness and to stay safe. When possible, please support local small businesses who will suffer the most during this disruption to our normal lifestyle. We look forward to serving our patients again when the crisis has passed.
WISR news time is just about 12:36. Tracy Morgan in with the Butler Radio Network and WISR. Your extended news at noon. Your weather forecast looks like this with some rain showers and a high near 46 degrees today. And it looks like we're going to stick with that wet weather as we have 100% chance of that wet weather continuing throughout the afternoon. And then a low tonight down to 33. Tomorrow, some clouds, a high near 53, and showers on Tuesday night, showers on Wednesday. Not a complete washout, but still just expect some wet weather for the next couple of days. Your temperature right now is 41 degrees, and it's just about 12:37. Just wanted to keep you up to date as we continue this extended news at noon that you can always check on our website at butlerradio.com for event listings and cancellations, activities that have been changed. And we have that at butlerradio.com. And if you go onto our homepage, whether you're accessing that with your phone or your laptop, you will see it in orange and it has a big exclamation point. It says Community Cancellations and Changes Center. That's what you would click. And then you can look at the different categories. Right now we have categories of community, church services, Easter egg hunts, businesses that are open. And you can go on there and see any additional information. And it looks like that most of the information has come in. That's what it looks like when you first see this page. But there are always changes that are coming in, like the Armco retirees added one today. Grace's Closet at Grace at Calvary Lutheran Church, they added one today. The Butler County Chamber, they had some additional information for us to put on today. So that list will be updated, and we'll be looking through that periodically to make sure that expired dates of information have been taken out of that list as well. So again, that's butlerradio.com. You can send us information if you would like at newsdesk@bcrnetwork.com. So it's newsdesk@bcrnetwork.com, and you can just email us that way and we can go from there. Again, butlerradio.com with the Community Cancellations and Changes Center. Your news time just about 12:39. And so this is what we're going to do for the rest of the program for your extended news at noon with WISR 680 AM. We are going to take a quick break and then we're going to go ahead and talk to Dave Malarkey. I know he should be on at this time. And again, I will stress that management is just scattering our staff just to make sure that we're all healthy. There's been no known exposure here at our radio station or among our staff as far as we know. And so we are just abiding by the government and those that are higher up making those decisions. And so we are scattering our staff about. That is why Dave is home. And that is why Kate is home. So you're not hearing Dave or Kate in the morning. And so we will talk to them both. Now, we're going to talk to them separately. We'll start with Dave here in a minute, and then we'll talk to Kate here after we get to talk to Dave. But they are doing fine. We'll see how they're doing at home, and we'll do that right after this. It's your extended news at noon with WISR 680 AM.
The Butler Agway, brand you trust and people you know. So much more than just a tagline. At Butler Agway, you'll find the perfect feed for your dog, cats, chickens, cows, horses, even the birds. All made here in the good old USA. Hi, this is Mike Lang, and when you're in Butler, a stop at Butler Agway is a must. Whether it's lawn and garden, a gift for my favorite gardener, patio furniture, or feed for those backyard birds. I know the good people at Butler Agway will help me make the right selection. Not only that, they'll even load it in my vehicle for me and have me smiling like a butcher's dog. Butler Agway, Route 68, just west of Butler.
Welcome back to the extended noon news with WISR 680 AM. And so, yes, we've been doing this for a couple of days last week. We're going to continue this for a couple of days this week, where we're going to give you not only the news that is related to the coronavirus concerns, but also other news that is happening in the county. And then we're going to wrap up this half hour with an interview. And I walked in today and I thought, why not talk to the man himself who should be on right now? And so it's Dave Mullarkey. Dave Mullarkey from home. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Tracy, just fine. Trying to get used to self-isolating. As you well know, management decided that some of the senior members of our staff, some of us baby boomers who are more vulnerable, should self-isolate. And so this is day number three of that, and it takes a little getting used to.
It does. It does. When even just over the weekend where I had to find things to do because, I mean, I can't speak for you, but I'll ask if you're in the same boat as I am. Being in this industry and working with news, you want to do as much as you can in getting the information out. And so your mind is always going. You know, if you're getting a piece of information, you want to put it together to get out there. And so how has that been for you if you are in that same boat to be at home and then there's not as much to do when you're at home?
Well, I found that it's a good idea to try to maintain, or at least try to maintain a routine, a schedule, and, you know, not waste time. Number one, that's not good for you mentally or physically.
Right, right.
Try to get a little exercise if you can, or light workout in the living room or whatever. Yesterday, Sunday, we had sunshine. It was a little chilly, but good to get outside for a bit of a walk and get some fresh air, get your mind clear, those sorts of things. And yes, I definitely keep up with our news desk, our news feed, and try to stay alert on that to help in any way that I can from home.
We walked into a couple of your emails, and that's something you can do at home as well, can't you? I mean, not only you working in this industry, but others when they're at home, being able just to email each other or stay in contact with your coworkers and offering any tidbits or help that you can as you can.
Absolutely. We do the best that we can. I sent off my first email to the news desk, I think at 4:45 this morning, but just to try to help in any way that I could to, you know, to get the day started, because I know that you guys who are physically at the station are extremely busy, and I try to help out any way I can.
Right. And we're going to talk this week on Let's Talk, the show that I host in the morning with Lisa Gard with Specialized Staffing, and she's going to focus on working from home. Because it's a whole different experience, and that's what she talks about, that when you're so used to the environment that you're in and your routine that you're in, it can be very difficult to be able to adjust to that, as we were mentioning just a couple of minutes ago. And if you're at home, I don't know how much you're doing, Dave, but when you're at home, all of a sudden when the computer goes down, you're the one who has to fix it. When the printer goes down, you're the one who has to fix it. You know, if your IT goes down, you're the one who has to fix it. And it's a different set of challenges when you're at home working by yourself versus being in the office. Have you had to do any of that, or have you just been trying to find a healthy routine for you to maintain for your own health?
Well, I've been keeping my fingers crossed because I know that I'm unable to call on our IT expert, Megan Willison, to help out if something goes down. So I've been keeping my fingers crossed.
And I can only chuckle because we're taking up all of her time here in the station. All right, Dave, just wanted to talk to you for a minute just because people, you know, of course, miss your voice. We miss hearing your voice, whether it's in the morning show or during It's Your Turn. You are going to be home for the rest of this week. Is that right?
Well, I'm not sure just what the schedule is,
okay.
But I did want to make sure and let people know that you know, we are well, and as the British used to say back during World War II, stay calm and face ahead.
Absolutely, and in the morning we hear you a lot with Kate, with Coffee with Kate. Same scenario with Kate. She's healthy. She's just home. And the management is scattering all of us so that we continue to bring information to the public. So same with Kate. She's at home as well. Dave, thank you very much for your time. Hope you get some rest. Hope you get that routine down.
Same here, Tracy. Thanks for giving me a chance to talk to the folks, and stay healthy.
You too. Talk to you soon. You know what? Hey, Pat, can you dial in Kate for a second? I mean, if we're talking to Dave, we might as well see if Kate's home. Can you do that? Okay, thank you. Kind of calling an audible for a second. I'll just keep talking until we get Kate on the phone. And then we'll talk with Kate as well, because, again, Dave and Kate, just at home, management spreading us around and making sure everybody is healthy and rotating people if they need to rotate people. But they have Dave, and they have, I say they, meaning our management with Butler Radio and WISR. They've asked or allowed Dave to stay at home for a couple days. Same with Kate. And, okay, you got her? You got her? Okay, so, hey, Kate. Kate, are you
hey.
With me? Hey, there she is.
Hey. This How is, are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing? So as we were just talking to Dave a minute ago, and I'll just reiterate in case people just joined us right now. Yes, management is scattering us, and we have no known exposure in this building, but management has just let some of you guys go home, and then others are working. So I'm at the station. Kate, you're at home. How has
I
it
am.
Been for the past couple of days?
It's the strangest, last week and yesterday were the strangest days of my life. I'm out of sorts. I'm trying to behave and do all the recommended things. My children won't let me go out to the grocery store. They go get my groceries
right,
and drop
yeah,
them off. And,
yeah.
But, and any shipments, I think this is important, any shipments that have come to my house, I go out on the porch and open them up with gloves and wipe them off, and I'm trying to do everything I'm supposed to do, but I have to tell you, very, very, very strange, to the point where it's like, okay, what am I supposed to do? I'm trying to work from home, and like, I listen to specialized staffing.
Yes, yes.
And try to create a workspace, and so I go to my workspace, and then I see something that needs done, and I get up and I do that, and then I come back to my workspace. And it's like, no, I need to stay focused. But that hasn't happened yet.
And it is on, and I'm going to go back to the packages that you just mentioned, because it's interesting in how you react when you're at home, because a FedEx truck came, and, you know, typically we would go out to greet him, but we knew not to do that, and for his safety or safety, whatever. But then all of a sudden, I found myself, like, closing the drapes, and I'm like, why? You know, why am I closing the drapes? All he has to do is just set the package on the doorstep. When he leaves, we go out and get it. It's just, it's like we react differently.
There's a very eerie feeling to all of this.
Right.
And I don't know, pardon me?
Right, I agree with you, yeah.
I don't know, and it's, and I don't want to say I'm frightened, but I am, for all the people. And the news on any TV source is nonstop on what they're doing and how horrible it is in Italy. And we have a friend, in fact, my daughter spent time in Italy with a family, and then she came back and spent time with us through the Rotarians here in Butler. And we've been in contact with her, and she's a neurologist, and they've moved out into the country and got a cabin because that's how deathly of her. I mean, she stopped working. I will say she is 4 months pregnant.
Wow. Yeah, there are a lot of nerves, because I even saw some friends on Facebook trying to give their scenarios where, hey, I have an autoimmune disease, or I have a compromised system, or I have an elderly parent, or, you know, I mean, there's so many different scenarios out there that there's, you know, reason for people to be concerned. But as we keep saying, and the medical professional keeps saying, the professionals that we talk to, don't panic. It's not a time for panic, but it is time to be aware. And so, you know, I think a lot of us forget that there are so many other scenarios out there that would mean a compromised system.
Well, and you mentioned the autoimmune, which is what I have. And I've talked about my arthritis on air, but rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease. And so I'm already compromised. And it's a bit frightening, but I started social distancing back when they said start to social distance. But, and my clients, God love them, they're all trying to do the same thing. Some are open, some are not. And we're waiting. I guess Governor Wolf was coming out today again with the non-regulated
Business, essential business, and non-essential business. Well, and I have to ask you on how you do this, because if folks don't know and you're listening right now, Kate, of course, on Coffee with Kate, but she's on the sales side. I'm more of the production side, and so I don't have clients the same way that you do. And so how do you work with clients in this time? How does that work? Because I'm thinking, are you open? Are you not open? Do you want to talk? Is it a time to get your message out? How do you do that?
Well, you know, when I've contacted them, I say, what can I do to help you? What is your situation? And I'm surprised at the ones that, because they are essential businesses, and they're trying to conduct business as normal with hand sanitizers everywhere and social distancing and but they are essential to the life as we know it. And, for instance, I talked to Kurt with Butler Agway on Saturday, and he is so busy because of all the pet food that he carries and all the vitamins that he carries for our furry friends. And he's trying to help out the Humane Society and who are in turn trying to help out people that were under the impression that they could get coronavirus from their animals, which they're now saying you cannot. So they were inundated with people that were fearing and dropping off animals, and they don't want that to happen.
Right, right.
So it all depends on the client and what they want to do, what they're willing to do. It's just very...
It's an interesting time. And that's why I wanted to ask you, because there are a lot of people in a sales position for their respective company, and I'm sure that they're wondering, how do they do their job? So that's why I wanted to ask you, you know, how are you doing your job right now at home? So again, this is Kate, of course, Coffee with Kate in the Morning. You're here with Dave. Dave, we just spoke to a minute ago. You both are at your respective homes. You both are doing well, so you're healthy. I know we were talking about your conditions, but otherwise, when it's associated with the coronavirus, you're healthy. You're just at home.
Right. Yes.
Right. Okay.
I'm healthy.
All right. Well, Kate, yeah, go ahead.
And hopefully, we're going to come out on the other side some way, somehow. So just do what you're supposed to do. Stay at home if you're in the least bit compromised. Social distance if you have to go out. And then there's always masks and gloves.
Right. Well, here's my question, Kate. Do you have enough coffee in your house to sustain you while you're at home? That's my concern for you, is the coffee.
That was my concern. And my children, bless their hearts, brought me a huge supply of coffee.
There you go. There you go. Well, Kate, it's nice to talk to you. Miss seeing you here in the office, but, you know, it's day by day.
I miss seeing all you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very abnormal.
Yes, it is. It is. But like you said, one day at a time, and we'll get through it. And so we will see you soon.
Okay.
Thanks,
Sounds
Kate.
Great. Bye.
All right. Hey, Kate, thanks so much.
It's Coffee with Kate, kind of a little later in the day, if you will, in a bridge version. Again, talking to Dave earlier. Thank you, Dave, for your time. Dave Malarkey and Kate, Coffee with Kate. You hear her in the mornings with Dave. Both just at home. Both are doing well. No known exposure in our building at all or with any of our individuals. Just management scattering us around to make sure that they maintain the health of the staff. And so we appreciate management doing that, and we appreciate Dave and Kate and their time. All right, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, we'll be checking news as we go throughout the afternoon. I'm Tracy Morgan on your extended news at noon with WISR 680 AM.
They have lived a lifetime caring for others, and the time has come for others to care for them. LifeStep Senior Day Program, a trusted provider for over 30 years, can help. LifeSteps provides a safe, medically monitored environment, providing meals and socialization. Seniors can keep their medical provider while retaining their property and offering respite to family members. Free trial visits are available. Call LifeSteps today at 724-283-1010 or visit lifesteps.net.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Walnut Grill wants you to know that they are still open and serving the community. Their hours are from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day of the week. The full menu is currently available and can be ordered over the phone for pickup. Walnut Grill appreciates your support during this time.
We sit, we chat, we educate. It's a program we call Let's Talk. Experts in and around Butler share their knowledge on real estate, natural health options, food, medical issues, jobs, family, and so much more. We're live on the radio, online on our website, and on the free app in your smartphone, also on Alexa-powered devices. Missed a program? Well, catch the segments online at WISR680.com. I ask the questions, they get to answer, and you get the benefit. Join me, Tracy Morgan, on Let's Talk weekday mornings at 11:15 on WISR 680 AM.
Stay up to date with the Butler Radio Network. Sign up to get the latest headlines emailed to your inbox twice a day. The Butler Radio News Sheet is delivered weekday mornings by 8 a.m., and our lunch break update arrives just in time for lunch at noon. Sign up for one or both. Go to butlerradio.com and click subscribe now.
When planning a funeral, should cremation be considered? That subject comes up a lot these days, and Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler can help to answer your many questions about cremation. Is it appropriate for your family? Should there be an actual funeral service, keeping in mind that it's a time to celebrate the meaningful life of your loved one? And of course, we look at the bottom line. What's the cost? Thompson Miller's cremation program offers three advantages: simplicity, convenience, and it's all performed locally here in Butler. We assure you that your loved one will never leave our care at any point in the process. Let's talk it over privately right here at Thompson Miller. We've been serving the Butler community for more than 90 years. A third generation of the same family is here for you. Call us at 724-287-3706, 287-3706. Or online at www.thompson-miller.com. Thompson Miller, at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller, because we care.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
It's up-to-the-minute local, national, and world news from WISR Butler, Pennsylvania, and the CBS Radio News Network. Is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez in upstate New York. Markets are down today. The Dow has recovered some, now off 159 points. That's despite an announcement from the Fed. It'll buy as much debt as it needs to cushion the blow for businesses. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy is in Washington.
The president has signaled he's of the belief that the experts' advice for Americans to stay home has done more damage to the economy than the virus has done to public health. In an all-caps missive on Twitter, Mr. Trump says when the current 15-day period of social distancing is over, quote, we will make a decision as to which way we want to go.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are trying again on a nearly $2 billion stimulus plan. There are now 35,000 people in the U.S. infected with the coronavirus. More than 20,000 are in New York State. Governor Cuomo is pleading for more help from Washington.
Get FEMA, get the Army Corps of Engineers. You have the sites. Tell them to come up here tomorrow and start building those emergency hospitals.
More than 470 people in the U.S. have died from the virus so far. New restrictions going into place in Florida.
Governor Ron DeSantis has ordered restaurants in 8 service areas on Florida's Turnpike to shut down. They serve everything from pizza to burgers and coffee, but the problem is the food courts in those rest stops are huge sit-down areas, and that's no longer allowed. 5 of those rest stops have convenience stores that sell some packaged food. They stay open, as do the gas stations, restrooms, and dog walking areas. But if you're really hungry, you'll have to get off the Turnpike or bring your own food and eat in the car. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A check of the virus overseas.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. As many as 11 European countries are among the top 15 nations with the highest number of coronavirus cases. Italy has entered a tougher lockdown regime, even though it's just recorded its first, possibly short-lived, daily drop in new diagnoses and deaths. Spain's infection rate is accelerating. It's king and queen among the latest to be tested. And Germany's reported some 25,000 cases, but only 43 deaths, giving it the world's lowest COVID-19 death rate.
If you need money and you're willing, there are jobs available. Here's Jim Crisula.
I'm Jim Crisula. Rhode Island-based CVS says it will hire 50,000 people across the U.S. to help customers during the coronavirus crisis. The new hires will fill jobs including store associates and home delivery drivers. CVS says it will pay in-store workers bonuses ranging from $150 to $500.
This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition. Whoa. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times. As represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Think you might have the coronavirus, but you're not sure? Well, there may be some new clues.
You've probably heard about the symptoms of coronavirus, including cough and fever, difficulty breathing. But there's increasing evidence that loss of the sense of smell and taste may be telltale signs, even without other symptoms. Doctors' groups are recommending testing for people who complain of a lack of smell and taste. It's called anosmia, and reports of it associated with COVID-19 are rolling in from around the world. If you experience it, health experts are recommending you self-isolate for 7 days, even with no other symptoms. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Homes become schools for tens of thousands of kids today.
Do you miss going to school?
Not really.
Dash Brown is a fourth grader in Queens, New York.
I feel like that's going to be good and different at the same time.
Advice from Dash's dad, Evan.
Be patient.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FRUITS.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Pat Parker with a look at your local news headlines. In our headlines, today is the day that Governor Tom Wolf updated the order for business closures takes effect. All non-life-sustaining businesses in Pennsylvania are to close or were to close by 8 o'clock this morning. Some businesses which may remain open include grocery stores, gas stations, pharmacies, restaurants for takeout only, radio and TV stations, public transportation systems, and a few others. Wolf's order was originally set to go into effect over the weekend, but the governor later extended the deadline to today.
We all need to change the way we live our lives. We'll have to do that for a period of time so that we can emerge safe and healthy. We need time for our hospitals to prepare for the surge, and we need time to develop a vaccine.
3 more confirmed cases of coronavirus in Butler County were reported yesterday. That brings the total in the county to 4. The first case in Mercer County was also reported on Sunday. A preliminary deal is in place that will push this year's primary election back to June. The Philadelphia Inquirer is reporting Governor Tom Wolf and top lawmakers have reached an agreement that will postpone the April 28th election until June 2nd. The agreement still needs to pass through rank-and-file lawmakers, but it is expected to be approved this week. Butler Area School District beginning remote instruction today. Students are asked to complete various activities on the school district's website. We here at WISR 680 AM will also be airing on-air classrooms all this week, in which teachers will provide instruction and information on the radio. The program will be from 9 to 10 a.m. each weekday. Students in the South Butler School District are asked to start working on the 10 days of material prepared for them beginning today. Most of this material can be done without the involvement of a teacher, but any students who have questions or need help should contact their teachers by email or through Google Classroom. Families should hold on to the completed hard copy for now. More information will be sent out about how the work will be assessed. Families without technology or internet service are asked to contact the district for assistance. Faculty members are working on strategies to provide online instruction once those 10 days are done. Meals will continue to be provided Mondays and Thursdays with pickup at the South Butler Primary Center front doors. Butler Transit Authority is making some changes to their routes and service beginning today. All local bus fares will be free. Everyone will board and exit the bus from the back door and remain behind the white line, with the exception of elderly riders and those with disabilities. The Saturday schedule will be used Monday through Saturday, meaning Route 5 will not operate. Commuter service will be reduced to one bus traveling Route 8 and one traveling Route 68. Times will be posted to the Transit Authority website. the downtown Butler terminal will be closed to everyone. These changes will remain in effect until Governor Wolf removes the statewide emergency designation. Weather forecast, we look for rain throughout the day today, high near 46. Rain tonight to low around 33. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, but our high will get a little warmer, high near 53. Right now, our current temperature is 42 degrees. From the NextTier Bank studio of WISR, I'm Pat Parker reporting. NextTier Bank, your hometown community bank, committed to the community, committed to you.
Sitting on top of the world. Don't be afraid to try the greatest sport around.
Catch your wind.
Catch your wind. Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Not just a bit, cause it's been going on so long.
Catch a wave, catch a wave.
They'll hit the road and I'll be surfing soon. And when they catch a wave, they'll be sitting on top of the world.
Got the right string, baby, but the wrong yo-yo. Somebody knocking on your door. Well, I passed this morning by the hot west door. A brand new string for my yo-yo. Walked on down to the doctor to get the string put on. He made a mistake, put the string on wrong. Don't need a knocking on nobody's door. Right string, baby, but the wrong yo-yo. Mama told me, Papa did too. Some of these women gonna be the death of you. You better find out which and you crave some. Some of these women will take you to your grave. But when you see me coming, put your man on those. I ain't no stranger, I've been here before. No need of knocking on nobody's door. You got the right string, baby, but the wrong yo-yo. On your door, passed this morning by the hot west store. A brand new string for my yo-yo. Walked on down to the doctor to get the string put on. He made a mistake, put the string on wrong. No need of knocking on nobody's door.
It's time to vote for this month's Incredible Kid. Go to butlerradio.com and click on the American Natural Incredible Kid Contest and read about the amazing kids in our area. Vote for your favorite kid now through the end of the month. That's the Incredible Kid Contest by American Natural and the Butler Radio Network.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand.
been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what you see. I hear their cries. Just say if it's too late for me. It's alive.
child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Set my night.